It tended to produce fruit nearly every year, and the fruit is extremely important for was extremely important for wildlife because it's very nutritious. Whereas our native oaks, oak species tend to produce fruit, good fruit crops, only once every 2 to 4 years, probably. So for that reason, it was an extremely important species ecologically, and also the timber that was produced from the tree was very important economically as well. Chestnut tended to grow very fast and very straight, and produce very nice rot-resistant timber that was used in carpentry as well as in furniture. And suddenly, our chestnut resource was eliminated within, again, a very short period.
So you've been working with the American Chestnut Foundation then, trying to restore the species, this once obviously very important species. How does one do that?
They've been working with a traditional breeding program whereby we have been breeding American chestnut with the blight-resistant Asian chestnut. And we've been breeding them together and then back-crossing them back to American chestnut in attempt to increase the percentage of traits that contain American chestnut and also maintain that blight resistance within the resulting hybrid tree.
And that's been successful?
Yes, it has. Right now, we think we're about 5 years away from actually having our first blight-resistant seed. That will be a hybrid variety of American and Chinese, but the end hybrid product should be about 96% American chestnut, and the goal is that the tree should be indistinguishable from the true American chestnut when it's planted into the forest again.
So is that the plan then, just to go out and eventually plant a whole bunch of new blight-resistant American chestnut trees?
You know, within about 10 to 15 years, I think we'll begin to see a fairly large degree of restoration projects. And the current plan, the objective of the American Chestnut Foundation is to restore the tree to its native range. The tree was really most dominant throughout the Appalachian Mountain range in the higher elevations and along ridgetops. So another likely outcome of our restoration efforts is that the tree will actually be planted in a lot of areas outside of its original native range, particularly, I think, in the Midwest, because we have a lot of old abandoned farmland and we do a lot of tree planting on those lands. And I actually work in tree planting in this region, and people can't wait to get their hands on American chestnut seed to plant.